Katy Perry, that is birthday, and this is the Hits Radio with Will Manning Wednesday night. Liam McFall is here. Hello.
Hi.
You've got a song out.
I do.
It's called Home. It's your debut song. We're going to play it in a minute.
Yay, I'm excited.
So, for those who don't know, you came from The Voice. You were on it last year. You came second. You were mentored by Will.i.am as well, right?
I was, yeah. I've been working with them in LA for just over a year now, which has been amazing. The last time I was in LA was 2 weeks ago. I was performing with him in the Black Eyed Peas, which was pretty cool.
What? You were on stage with the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, I was, but Fergie wasn't able to make it, but I was there with Apple and them.
So you were the Fergie stand-in?
I don't know.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I don't think so.
What songs did you do?
I did with them, I Got a Feeling, and then...
Sweet.
I think we did Where's the Love as well, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You were Fergie for the night. That's really, really awesome.
I actually
walked
on stage and I heard somebody go, "Oh, that's not Fergie." And I was like, no, she's much taller.
So you know Will.i.am?
Yeah.
He was on my show, I think it was about 3 weeks ago now, and the whole way through the interview, he was just talking and talking and talking, and to be honest with you, Leah, I had pretty much no idea what he was saying. It's one of those situations where I was just nodding along. You know when you're in a conversation with someone or you're in a nightclub and someone's talking to you and you have no idea what they're saying, you just nod and you just hope that you're giving the right reply.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. Do you know what he's talking about half the time?
I mean, like, he does speak in stories a lot and like wee analogies and stuff like that, but I suppose I'm kind of used to them. He even uses like wee analogies with me. Like he said, I was really nervous one time and he's like, oh, if you were that comfortable, then the only time you're going to be comfortable is whenever you're in your coffin. So it's better if you're not comfortable.
So true.
And I was like, okay.
Such a wise man.
Yeah,
he's such a wise
man.
And he's on your first single, your debut single, Home.
He is.
Is it weird that this is your debut single? This is a big deal. This is what artists dream of. It's finally going to come out.
I know, it's crazy, honestly. It's so, so exciting. You know, we've been working together for just over a year now. We wrote like 2 songs and while I was there for the first week, because I was only going to stay there for a wee while. And then he was like, picked up the phone to my label and was like, I'm keeping her. And that was it.
So, I really like your impression, by the way.
I'm keeping her. So I ended up staying there just like on and off for like a year, you know. So that was incredible. And yeah, we wrote about 35 songs and then it was just like, here, it's about time we release a single. So yeah, then whenever we sat down, we just loved Home, wanted it to be the first one.
And it's also available to pre-order now.
Okay, so please do.
Yeah,
it,
got the plug
please.
In there. Pre-order it now and it's out on the 27th of July. Could you please introduce it on the Hits Radio?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so this is my debut single. It's called Home and it's featuring Will.i.am and I hope you like it.
Don't you feel stuck? Gorgon City and Ready for Your Love. It's the Hits Radio with Will Manning. We are hanging out with Leah McFall.
Hi.
We just played her brand new song called Home. Hi. Now we are going to play a game of Fool McFall.
Oh, like what you did there.
Yeah, yeah. Took a good 30 seconds to think of that. This is essentially a game of true or false. Are you a gullible person, Leah?
Extremely.
This is going to be brilliant. Let's play Fool McFall. With its own theme tune and everything. Okay, so first up, baby hedgehogs are called hoglets. But is this true or false, Leah?
I've never heard of that before. I don't know, I hope it's true because it's really, really cute. I'm going to say it's not true.
You're saying not true?
No.
You're saying baby hedgehogs aren't called hoglets?
No, I don't think so.
I can reveal, they are.
Oh.
Yeah, baby hedgehogs are called hoglets, which is... very cute.
I'm glad that's true.
That's true as well. Yeah. It is cute. Everyone wants a hoglet in their life now.
I do.
Okay. So yeah. Did you say true or false?
I said it was false.
Oh, you said it was false. Okay. Right. Well, you were wrong. next up, true or false? Is it physically impossible? It is physically impossible. Sorry, for pigs to look up into the sky. True or false?
Oh, that can't be true. I don't know though. They do have really, really big necks, don't they?
They do have big necks. They don't live very active lives. I wouldn't think that they would ever think to use their neck for things other than eating.
I know,
bending
but
down.
I don't know, because you know in Charlotte's Web, like, he does have to look up to be able to see.
He does, yeah.
You know, Wilbur has to look up to be able to see her wee web. So, I don't know. What am I going to go for? Do you know what, though? In real life, because that is a cartoon, in real life, I've never seen a pig.
I was going to say, that is a CGI pig, yeah.
Right, okay. Never seen it, no. So I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Yep. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. So you've got that. You've got one right so far.
Thanks.
Here's your third and final one.
Okay.
True or false? When cats wink, it's because they want the attention of humans.
Okay. No, I don't think that's true. I don't think cats care much about humans.
In my eyes, cats want one thing, and that's usually food, and then they want to go and roll around in bins.
Yeah, yeah.
And skips and other people's gardens and stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, because I really don't think cats notice us much.
No. So you're saying false. You're saying cats do not wink
when they want
humans' attention.
I'm saying that is false.
That one is false. And at the end of that, Fool McFool, you got two right.
Just very, very good. You can't fool McFool.
You can't fool McFool. That's what we've learned today. Yes, very good. Well, good luck with the song out on the 27th of July. Pre-order it right now, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Will Manning. The Hits Radio. Made in the